Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canny, and she's a naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
As usual, you have several interesting things on the agenda. What's the closest date one we want to talk about?
This Friday, February 10th, we are going to be having a full moon owl prowl. If you haven't seen, but the moon will be pretty close to full Friday, Saturday over the weekend. So we planned a owl prowl at Cold Springs Park. Now, usually we do the some of the owl and birding things up at Pellet Memorial Woods, but this year we're going to do Cold Springs. We actually usually have two species of owls living in the park gloriously, so they get along. We have the barred owl and the great horned owl up there.
So where do they live? Are they high in the trees? I have no clue about where owls live.
Yeah, they are up high into the trees and into the dead snags that we have in the forest. And the funny thing is, even though they will, you know, the park's not very big when you get up there and into the forest. And the barred owls, they've got the primo spot. They have overlooking the lake. And then the great horned owls are further back towards our east loop of the campground. So hopefully we are going to be able to talk to both of them that
and
night.
Do they fight? I mean, are they very territorial?
They are territorial with their own species.
Oh.
But because one's a barred owl pair and one's a pair of great horns, they get along fantastically.
Well, great.
In the forest.
And there's enough space there for
yes,
them. That's great.
There is enough, but they will be territorial if another pair tries to come
interesting.
In. That's the same as them. So.
Okay, very interesting.
Yeah. So that starts at 7 o'clock at night. It is a night hike. So it is open to all ages, but just be aware of that it is going to be dark out. We will have our flashlights covered. We will have flashlights, but we actually cover it with a red tint so that it doesn't ruin our night vision, and hopefully we can still go up and be successful up into the park.
And how much walking is there? I mean, is this something that most people could do?
Yep. We're going to walk up our hill into the campground, and we're just going to go in that general vicinity.
Okay.
So a couple hundred feet around.
Okay. Yeah. That's not too far.
Once we get up there.
Yeah, so, it's very good. Again, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at night.
Cold Springs.
Yep, on Friday night. The 10th, and then at Cold Springs. Yep, you got it.
Okay, very good. We'll remind people again here in a minute. Okay, so now, what about snowshoeing?
Yes, we have planned a snowshoe, Sweetheart Snowshoe Hike at Pellet Memorial Woods this Saturday. If we don't have enough snow, we are going to cancel, but we're just still waiting to see, and we're going to wait till Friday to do that call yet.
There's a possibility.
You never know. They could be wrong.
They could be. Yes, they've been wrong before. So,
yes. So that will be at 7 o'clock on Saturday night if we end up going. So just listen to the radio. And
do you need registrations for either one of these?
Nope. Just come and show up. We will. If we're a go, we're going to be a go.
Okay. But if you have questions, though, do you, like, if you're going to cancel or you're going to keep on doing it, you put that on your website?
Yep, I put it on our website. We're on the radio and things like that. So on Friday, just we'll make that determination on if we've got enough snow anywhere to go ahead and do that.
Okay. So. Yeah, there's not even any base of snow to start with.
I was hoping we'd
just
keep
weird.
The snow that we got, and then it didn't happen.
No, to me it's really strange. You look out across the field, and there's no snow.
I'm a little slightly sick of brown.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, a lot of people are going, oh, it's great we're not having snow, and you and I are on the same page. Some snow would be really good, but whatever. All we can do is talk about it.
Yes, and you know, February, besides that it's going to be a full moon and we're going to go owling, things like that, we just gear up where we focus a lot in February about birds, because it should be winter and it should be that time where they stick around here. And so it's a great time when every year they do the Great Backyard Bird Count. So usually we have those winter guys still sticking here. So it's going to actually be a very interesting bird count year because of the weather we're having here in Iowa. And so we were just talking earlier that those trumpeter swans have seemed to move on a little bit. So
that's a little disappointing, isn't it? I mean, you had such great numbers. And
last year, our count on the bird count weekend, we had 44 swans hanging out at the quarry. So they were counted. And so Hopefully they still stick around. We just don't have 44 of them right now. At least I haven't seen 44 of them lately.
You had great numbers early on. Yes. So I guess. But it is interesting, that, and I want to come back to how we do that bird count. But I've been surprised at how many geese I've seen flying. Big groups of geese for, I don't know, 3 weeks.
And even Carroll County, just the other day, their naturalist was reporting some very odd sightings of some birds coming through, too. It was like, he's like, is the migration starting? We don't know. And so it's just interesting that we don't know if they're going to, it's going to affect what's counted for sure.
Well, and on the other hand, I was parked one day where there were several crabapple trees and the sun was shining. There weren't just a few robins. There was a whole flock of robins. Yes. I couldn't believe at first. I thought, they can't be robins. A whole flock of them, plus lots of other birds. It was a wonderful bird watching area, let me tell you.
And they're another indicator species. There's a couple indicator species that they look at, and they correlate with the weather. And one of them is the robins as well, and the number of robins that that might be counted. We have in Iowa a lot of times robins that do stay all winter, but they're very small local pockets with good habitat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we even counted one on the Christmas Christmas bird count back in December. So with the right habitat, they're here. So if you're interested in this is piquing your interest on all of these birds and bird counts and things, we are going to do a program before the bird count weekend and show everybody on how to do this and actually also how to do it online. They do it online now through a program called eBird. And you can use eBird any time of the year. And so, but the Great Backyard Bird Count uses it specifically during the count as well.
Is that through Cornell University?
Yes.
They are famous for a lot of things, but birds is one of them.
Yes, they do a lot of bird research. So it's their 20th year. So this is also interesting that they have this long of data going for a citizen science project. This year, it will be from the 17th to the 20th. And so over that weekend, it will be the count. We are going to do our program before. We're going to do it on February 11th, this Saturday. And so that you can get all of the stuff and learn how to do it and then get geared up, and you can do it just anytime over that weekend. So,
and that's good, because for a lot of us like me, I look at birds and so on, but when I tried to do bird count, and I don't know if I'm doing this right or not. So it's great to have that program ahead of time.
Yeah, and even if you just want to come and learn some brush up on some identification, we're going to cover that as well.
Okay.
So that'll be at 1:00 at the library, the Atlantic Public Library, on Saturday the 11th. So, and even if you don't want, if you want to count birds, but you're not handy finagly on that internet, that's fine. I actually still, as a conservation board, we enter them in, and we do have a listing of people that do it by mail, and they mail us the info.
Paper and pencil, right?
Yep. And then we enter it in on the internet for that person. And so the mail is still an option. You just got to be on our list.
Okay, great. And do you do, when you do this program ahead of time for identification, do you include sounds?
I do. And because they count. And that's the great thing about, we were just talking about owling. If at over the bird count you want to go out at night and owl, that counts. So if they respond to you with their sound, that will count. You don't actually physically have to see them. If you're a good song person, you can do it all by song.
Okay. But the count needs to be done between the 17th and the 20th?
Yep, through the 20th.
So any of those days?
Any of those days. And the longest you have to do it is 15 minutes. You just have to commit to saying you're doing it for 15 minutes.
Could you do it more than one 15-minute period?
Oh, yes. you can do it even while driving, and while birding is not your main focus. Because, sometimes you're driving home and you see something totally cool, and you can actually count that.
Well, I was parked the other day where there were several crabapple trees, and the sun was shining. There were so many birds there, and there most of them I could identify, but there was one I've never seen before. And I thought, I need Laura to tell me what this bird is. But, you know, that's another thing. I guess you don't have to. You can do it in your backyard.
Yep. You don't count it if you don't know it.
Yeah.
So that's the great thing. So if you're not that, if you see something you don't know, you A, don't count it, and you just check a box saying I'm not reporting every species I've seen because that's something
great.
You don't know.
Remind us about the ninth.
The 10th.
Okay.
Yep. February 10th, 2017. It will be our Cold Springs full moon owl prowl. We'll start at 7 o'clock. So just meet us down at the bottom of the gates to the campground. And our snowshoe sweethearts hike will be on Saturday at 7 p.m. on the 11th. And if we are going to not do it because of no snow, listen to the radio, or you'll probably see the cancellation out on Facebook. And then our Great Backyard Perk Count is that same Saturday on the 11th at 1 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library.
Thank you very much, Laura Canning, for bringing us up to date on all these activities. And until next time, here's a thought. There's only one corner of the universe you can be certain of improving, and that's your own self.